Okay, shkayach on the refreshments, and I apologize that I sound like a robot. And in Chesem Beis to Nentesim Aleph, we've had the sugya, the discussion of the shita of Ein Adam Makne Davar Shelo Ba'al Yolam. It comes up because of the Mishnah, and in Chesem Beis talking about being Maktish the Ma'aseh Yedayim of the Ishta, or the Mosar of Ma'aseh Yedayim. She hasn't yet earned that money, so the Gemara discusses whether the reason why you can't be Maktish her Ma'aseh Yedayim is because it's not currently Ba'al Yolam. It doesn't currently exist. She hasn't made the money yet. So that would be considered low bali olam, and the Gemara paskins that ain't an amakne davar shlo bali olam. While Reb Meir is a unique shita who holds that you could be makne a davar shlo bali olam. And on in test we discussed the Shmuel seems to paskin, and we discussed as he really paskin like a brochen and a sandler in our Mishnah about ain't an amakne davar shlo bali olam. So there's a very a classic chakira, very important chakira about what's the reason, what's the rationale why you can't be makne a davar shlo bali olam. Rav Elchanan talks about it in Kovetz Shiurim and Baba Basra, where he spells out both of the tzadim very nicely. And the easiest one to assume is that it's a lack of smichas das. That in general, to have a kenyan, so I have to have in mind that I really do want to sell you my car. But if I don't currently own the car, so I don't see it, I don't know really how nice it is. So if I tell you I'm gonna buy a car and then sell it to you, I don't really have the proper das to have a kenyan. You have to have das. A very basic ingredient for any kenyan is you have to have smichas das. If the item doesn't exist yet, or I didn't buy it yet, it could be that the car is in the shop, but I didn't buy it yet, or they didn't even build the car yet. If it's eino bali olam, so perhaps one side of the chakira of the issue of not being makne davar shlo bali olam is because you're lacking the required smichas das. You know, we don't know that you really mean it. Even if you say that you mean it, halakhically, we don't consider that as having proper intention behind the kenyan. So that's one side of the chakira of why perhaps eino da makne davar shlo bali olam. And the second side of the chakira is perhaps no. In Echnami, we know that you really do mean it. You really do have the proper das. And in terms of your intention to do the kinyan, that is definitely, there's nothing lacking in terms of your das. But what's lacking is just a basic ingredient of dine kinyan. That there are certain things that you need to have in order to have a halachic kinyan. So for example, there are different ways of phrasing this. But you have to have an object for the kinyan to be chalan. So very simply, to have a kinyan, you have to have an object. That's one way of phrasing it. Is ein la kinyan al ma yachol. You have to have a chayfetz here for the kinyan to be chal in the first place. And if you're lacking the item, then you can't have a kinyan. Not midin, you really meaning it, and you're das, and you really are all in this transaction. Maybe you really are, but halachically, you have to have certain things in order to be halachic kinyan. And one is, very simply, the item itself has to be there. If it doesn't yet exist because they didn't build that car yet, you can't do a proper kinyan because you're lacking the basic ingredients. In that tzad that you're lacking the typical dine kinyan, so you could say, as we just said, you're lacking the object for the kinyan to be chal on. You could also, the other way that the achronim approach it, is that we're lacking, in order for a kinyan to be chal, you have to have bailus over an item. And for a kinyan to one the ingredient that you're missing by the Rosh Hashanah Yolam, not just that the kinyan isn't there for the item is not there for the kinyan to be chal, but you're lacking the appropriate relationship. That's really how I think Rav Hanan phrases it, that ein lo koach hakna. You don't have the koach to be makna that item because it doesn't exist yet. Not just that the item isn't there so the kinyan can't be chal, you're lacking the item, lacking the chayfetz, but you're lacking the ability, the koach hakna. So that's two different ways to explain that side of the chakira, but we have two different approaches to this question of why is it that ein amakna davar shelo bali olam. Perhaps because you don't have the proper das, and we don't know that you really mean it. If you don't see the item in front of you, you can't possibly really, really mean that transaction should occur. You really do want to sell that object, so you're lacking the das. Or no, the das is okay, but you're lacking some other integral ingredient of dine kinyanim.
All these things are beside the person being makne or the person being kinyan or both.
Right. So I think it would be both, but I think the person being makne is the ikker, because he's the real das that we need. That's the charis makne. So once we can find an issue with his das, so I think it's less of a question of whether Kohen
has. Even the lack of smichas das is mitzad the makna, it's not mitzad like, is that more mitzad the kohen? Why is there a lack of smichas das of the makna?
Because in order to sell something, you have to know what the item is. And if you don't know that you ever saw it before, it doesn't exist yet, maybe you didn't really mean it.
You didn't really mean to give it over.
Right.
Because you don't really believe in behind you.
Right, but I think you could also argue that the Kone doesn't have proper das for this Kenyan. But I think in general, the das makna is more integral for a Kenyan to be chal, more so than the Kone, but I think in Echnami you can go both directions.
If it's around, if it's formed, but it just doesn't want to be
there, right? Right, so that's two different examples of the cases that we have in our Gemara, it could either be that it doesn't exist yet, or that it exists, but I didn't buy it yet, and it's in the Bershuso. So Valchana brings a raya for which tzad of this chakira is really correct. So different Gemaras imply different ways. Valchana brings a raya from our Gemara and then tests that it's not about you're not having proper das, but because you're lacking the appropriate relationship to the chevet. Because the Gemara says, and it tries being a raya from konamos, and it says, "Oh, by konamos, you could do a konam when it's lobal liolam." And the Gemara's lashon is shiny konamos. Mitoch she'adam oser peiros chavero alav adam maknish davar shelo bal liolam. The Gemara compares davar shelo bal liolam to someone seeing peiros chavero right there in front of him and saying that I'm ossering those Twizzlers on me. I'm ossering Yisrael's Twizzlers on me. So that's what the Gemara says. Oh, davar shelo bal liolam. That's comparable. That's related to me trying to osser peiros chavero on myself. Tells Rav Elchanan, if you're ossering the Twizzlers, I see them. They're right over here. I have perfect das. I know exactly what's right in front of me, and I want to ask for that on myself. The das is not lacking. From the fact that our Gemara compares davar shlo bal yolam to peiros chavero, which I can see right in front of me, shows that the problem of lo bal yolam is not just the lack of das, but that you're lacking the appropriate relationship to the item. You're lacking the koach hakna. That's why Rachana brings a raya from our Gemara for tzad number two of the chakira. But there are other Gemaras that imply both ways. But that's the classic Hakira. And what really spells it out is the nafkaminas that are brought to what exactly is a nafkamina between whether it's a problem of das or it's a problem of you're lacking the dine kinyan. And most nafkaminas try to just neutralize the das issue. And if you hold it's a problem that you're lacking das, okay, so I'll conjure up a scenario where you do really have das, and therefore it should work. And that's the Rav Elchanan's example is a kinyan setumta. A kinyan setumta and it comes up in Baba Metzia is this when you do the kinyan that you're doing is just like the general business transaction, what people do in business dealings. So, for example, like a handshake. Most of the time, thinking like a handshake is like a typical way of doing business. You do a handshake, and that represents the fact that that general businessmen would assume that a kinyan has taken place. So kinyan setumta is a way of is what general people do. So by mechiras chametz, for example, when we want to sell the chametz to the nachri. And we do like every kinyan in the book because you don't know which kinyan really works for a nachri. So we do a kesef and so we do everything, a chalipin, and we also do a situmta. We'll also shake his hand because that's at least covering our bases. Another kinyan is just to do the way that people typically would do a kinyan. So would kinyan situmta work for davar shlo bal yolam? A handshake, or another way of phrasing it, if the way that people generally do business in the world is that they do make right contracts for things that are lo bal yolam, they do things that are not currently in the world. So, should that work for davar shlo bal yolam? So, if you hold that the way Rav Elchanan puts it is that if you hold that you're lacking das with your davar shlo bal yolam, it doesn't exist. So, I don't really know that I want this kinyan to be chal. But if you're doing what every single businessman does, that's the whole point of setumta. You're showing that you really want this kinyan to take place. If the issue is das, then the setumta would be a proper solution to davar shlo bal yolam. But if you're lacking the appropriate relationship to the object, so it will be more difficult to explain that setumta should help. I don't care that you're doing a kinyan setumta if you're lacking the appropriate relationship to the object. That you don't have bailus, or the object isn't there for the kinyan to bichal. Let's put it that way. In order for any kinyan to work, you have to have an object for the kinyan to bichal. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you're doing a handshake, it helps your das, but it's still not going to work if you hold the problem is
dine kinyan. It doesn't even help the das. Maybe just people do it without having the proper smichas das.
You think handshake isn't necessarily a matter of das?
No, I'm saying maybe the people just do it the way that altars. They don't have the proper smicha das, so they do it anyway.
I think the svara behind setumta is that the fact that you're doing what people would do in a business environment, so that shows that you want this kinyan to take place. That's the whole svara. That's the whole koach.
Maybe even setumta. The way regular goyim, the way they make kinyan, maybe they don't care about smicha. So they don't have the proper smicha das, but for some they do it anyway. Who says they do everything properly?
To intentionally do the handshake. And you're doing it in the atmosphere of a kinyan, so that would show your das. Mm-hmm. Not that they have das, but that when you do the action that everyone does, that shows that you have das.
You're doing what everyone else is doing.
Right, but according to the other side of the chakira, this it's still lacking something.
Right, so according to the other side of the chakira, yeah, so setumta, we would argue, could add your das, it can increase your das because you're doing what everyone else would do. But yeah, if you need an item for the kinyan to be chalan, then you're lacking that certain dine kinyan, so that would still be true. But yeah, in echanami. Another nafkamina we could just kind of bolster the das is if you take a shvua. Let's say it's davar shel b'leyon b'makne the car that doesn't exist yet, but I'm going to take a shvua that I really want this kinyan to take place. So a shvua perhaps increases your das, and that would make it effective. This is what the Rush suggests by the mechiras habechora. Parshas told us the kasha al davar achronim and the rishonim deal with is how could Yaakov and Esav do the kinyan of the bechora if it's lo b'leyolam. Yitzchak hasn't died yet. They haven't yet gotten to the Yerusha. How could you do a kinyan on Yerusha if it's lo bali olam? So the tour in his Pirish Ha'aruch quotes the Rush says that since Yaakov said, he shavali kayom by shavalo, Esav Dafka took a shua, so the shua is what gave him is what made the davar shlo bali olam. That's how the Rush says it. If in Echrami you can't be makhtar the davar shlo bali olam, but if you have a shua, then that shua would make the kinyan effective, even though it's lo bali olam. And the Rivash disagrees. The Rivash says, no way, I don't believe the Rush ever said this. Taking a shua is not going to help you. So it's machlokas whether shua helped by davar shlo bali olam.
Is hekdesh and kainam like a shua? No, that's like. You're saying
it's good, right? Right. I don't know. I think it's nether. It's more of a nether, but yeah, taking
that's
a shvua.
Like a chloraya that itself smith is out. Like, is there any other way to explain why shvua would work? If it was
in the Chanami, if you hold like the Rush that shvua works, it's because the problem of the Rush of the Olam is you're lacking das. Right. You take a shvua, now boom, you have
that
das.
Has to be the shot. You can't say any other.
I think so.
Stuff.
No. The Orech Haim has a Richas over there in Parshas Toldos. I think he argues this Dafka is not an Afkamina. I think he argues whether you hold Shavua helps or not, so I think he does make your point. I'll have to look it up.
Why Shavua should bolster your Das? Like, Pashat, if the lack of Das is because you just, we cannot grasp the Nabal Elam. So just because you swear from today to tomorrow, it's not going to allow you to understand the
right.
metaphysical
stuff. So I think the fact that you're willing to take a shvua is a way of showing that you do have increased das. Even though, if you said, no, but I really, really mean it, that wouldn't have been enough. But to take a shvua, halachically, in other areas, a shvua would also bolster your das.
What's the shvua? That this car is going to be created?
I think Yeshua is like a Sefer Torah or something. That, yeah, I don't know. It's like a Jem or Jem. That you're going to do it. That you're going to do it. Yeah.
You're going to do it if the car is created, or like that.
Yeah, that you're going to
create the car. Like, how do you?
Right. Yeah. It could be a car that exists that you didn't buy yet. That could be. It's an easier example.
I mean, it exists,
to explain. That, yeah, I'm going to buy this car. I'm going to sell it to you. And I'm taking a shvua.
A shvua helps one. There's a problem. Smichas das like that.
Right. I think so. So when it comes to another example, is a smachta. Right. So a smachta, if you like gambling, for example. So yes, I say that I'm willing to lose $1 million if the blackjack goes over 21. But when it goes over 21, I'm like, oh shoot, I didn't really want that to happen. So a smachta is an issue of your lacking das. So definitely the rishonim by situmta. That satumta is a way of increasing das. So satumta by an asmachta would be an appropriate kinyan. I'm not sure if they say it, but I think so. I think that shavua in general is assumed to be an increased level of das. So that would be an afkamina. The last afkamina I was very excited about is because all these afkaminas are about, oh, if you hold it, you need das. That's so I'll give you an afkamina that gives you das. But there's an afkamina the other way that I think is really very nice. And that is, I saw Rav Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher, Parshas Toldos, he says that perhaps another afkamina would be, which relates to Yaakov and Esav, is the problem of Enon Amakna Davar Shalob Ali Olam true by Koda Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, is there a problem of being Makne Edavar Shlo Bali Olam? Because the Rivash actually says, when he says, oh, Shavua doesn't help, Rivash's argument is, oh, pre-Matan Torah, there was never a concern of being Makne Edavar Shlo Bali Olam. So why should that be? Why should post or pre-Matan Torah make a difference? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that perhaps this would fit as an afkamina, that if you hold that it's a lack of das. So the assumption is that all the dinim of kinyanim, that you have to have an item for the kinyan to be chalan, all that is true post-Matan Torah. Pre-Matan Torah, things kind of go like Isha's pre-Matan Torah. You find a woman, and you say that I like this woman, and she's my wife, and that's it. You don't have to, whatever the general, however you people with this go in the shuk and find somebody. So by kinyanim as well.
I operate pre-Matan Torah.
Yeah. So by kinyanim as well, all of the dinim of kinyanim, you need an item, you have to have bailus. There's no concept of bailus pre-Matan Torah. So if it's a problem of bailus, or you're lacking some relationship to the item, dine kinyanim do not apply koda Matan Torah. But if it's a lack of das, everyone would agree you have to have das for a kinyan. Even pre-Matan Torah, it's a basic ingredient of kinyan is just that you intend to be makna the item. If it's a problem of das, that would apply kodem matan Torah. If it's a problem of lacking dine kinyanim, that would not apply kodem matan Torah. So whereas the other examples in Afkaminas are, oh, if you hold that it's das, then I'll give you an example where, oh, it applies if it's das and doesn't apply if it's a dine kinyanim. I take a shua, so if it's a problem of das, then you have no issue anymore because we gave you das. This nafkamina works the other way, so that you have in a chanami. If you hold that it's a problem of das, then there is still a problem. Kodem matan Torah. If it's a problem of lacking dinei kinyanim, then that would still apply. That would not apply kodem matan Torah. And last, there's a Rashbam who says that Yaakov and Esav, they also did a setumta, that eating their lentils and the bread was the way that people typically did do kinyanim. So according to Manavshach, how did Yaakov and Esav do the kinyan of the bechorah? So either you hold what machta davar shel adolam is a problem of not having das. So he did setumta. With the soup and the bread, or if he took a shvua, sure. So you would solve the das. Or if it's not a problem of das, it's a problem of dine kinyanim. It was kodem matan Torah, and therefore there was no problem in the first place. So it works out.